is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
We are very much at the pointy end of the Cliffo and Bronte podcasting week.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Thursday day of release edition of the Cliffo and Bronte podcast. And I'm going to say highlight coming up today is, you know, your contributions.
Thank you.
No, let's leave it there. All right, enjoy the podcast, guys. Not you. You in podcast land and listener land.
Oh.
Calls today. The standout, mate.
Carried the show.
Yep.
But you know what?
We could have just dialed it. No prep at all.
Yeah.
We could have just rocked up in our pajamas.
Yep.
And you guys would have delivered today.
I mean, anyone can do this job, as people love to tell us when we're out and about.
We're proof of that.
You proved it today, everybody, because great callers coming up. You'll hear for the first caller segment, which was, what are you still hiding from your parents as an adult?
And the second caller segment you'll hear is, dumb ways you set off an alarm. You never fail to disappoint, Queensland.
No, thank you
ever.
So much.
Of course, I mean, let's not give it away, but it's the pointy end of Can You Beat Bronte Champions League. If you haven't heard it, it is worth a listen.
Speaking of disappointment.
Yeah.
Me in myself.
Never fails. Plus, you're going to do this bad boy as well too. Why say it when I can play the opener?
Cliffo's Top 5 Fish and Chip Shop Extras.
It's the radio and podcast segment you never knew you needed.
Or wanted.
Or you'll probably never hear it again, but you'll hear it on the pod today.
Can you beat Bronte?
I need to ask you some questions.
All right. Again, for the second day running, it is do or die for Davey, Chips and Gravy. He's on the phone right now. Davey, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you paint a picture for us, Davey? Where are you when you play this game with us? I'm so intrigued.
I'm at the front of my workplace.
You should have told her, like, I'm in a library, like a candlelit library, like full of knowledge.
He's been
learning.
There all night.
I've been studying.
That's so funny. Does the worksite know that you're doing this?
What? Yeah, they know.
They just know you take a smoke out.
I heard in the background yesterday after you won it, I heard you say to someone, yeah, no, I did good.
Yeah.
Classic Davey.
It's nice to have a support crew.
I wish I had some.
All right, yeah, nothing.
Too impartial.
Yeah,
all the other dinosaurs are extinct, eh?
It's a big talk for someone who still needs to win today.
Brontosaurus versus Davey, Chips and Gravy. Bronte is two up. Davey is one up. Yeah. So, Davey, you have to win it today to stay into the competition for the $1,000 at the end of the week. Lang is into the soundproof booth. Bye. She's out. And Davey, for you, it's 30 seconds, brother. You good to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Good luck. Your time starts now. Troy McClure is a character from what TV series?
Ah.
What fruit has its seeds on the outside?
Ah.
What term is used for the perimeter of a circle?
Circumference.
Name the astronaut who followed Neil Armstrong onto the moon.
Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Aldrin.
What is the name of the deepest part of the ocean?
The Mariana Trench.
Troy McClure, what show?
Strawberry.
All right, that's up to you, producer Alicia.
And Troy McClure is the
Okay, we're going to get Bronte out of the soundproof booth. We're going to do the same 30 seconds, same five questions, and then we'll come to producer Alicia for her judgment on your five answers there, Davey, Chips and Gravy.
I can confirm in the soundproof booth, Eye of the Tiger was playing again. But today, instead of fighting it, I embraced it.
Oh, really? It's a build-up song.
Yeah. It was just unexpected yesterday, but now I am the tiger.
She's back. She is the tiger.
I am.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock, your little growler.
Yeah.
Let's play Can You Beat Bronte Champions League. Troy McClure is a character from what television series?
The Simpsons.
What fruit has its seeds on the outside?
Pineapple.
What term is used for the perimeter of a circle?
The circumference.
Name the astronaut who followed Neil Armstrong onto the moon.
Buzz Aldrin.
What is the name of the deepest part of the ocean?
Mariana's Trench.
What?
Mariana Trench.
Okay. Davey's back. Bronte's here. Producer Alicia, over to you for your judgment. How did we go?
Okay, so Troy McClure is a character in The Simpsons. Both of you got that one correct. Strawberry has its seeds on the outside.
Of course it does.
Which Davey got correct. Bronte did not. Circumference is the perimeter of a circle. Both of you got that one correct. We'll come back to number four. The name of the deepest part of the ocean is Mariana's Trench. Both of you got that one correct. So who followed Neil Armstrong onto the moon was Buzz Aldrin, which Bronte got correct. Davey did say Buzz Lightyear, but corrected himself to Buzz Aldrin, so I'll give him half a point, which means that...
You're kidding.
Oh, what? No, you take first answer.
You said Mariana Trench.
You did.
And I give you a point for that, so...
Let's give her half a point for that, which means...
Okay, we'll give you half a point each then, so that gives you 4.5 each.
Nah,
oh,
Bunger,
my God.
Nah, let's give it to him. Can we give it to him?
I think everyone's yelling.
Taylor's here now.
I don't know why we're playing Taylor Swift. It's the first celebratory music I had on hand.
I'm a bit confused.
You did change an answer, and he changed an answer, so...
Take it to the bonus question. To avoid any contention.
Okay.
This is rigged. This is rigged.
Rigged?
Look, if anything, it's going her way, Davey. So don't push it back. Are you happy if we take it to the bonus question?
Yes.
Because okay. you both corrected.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Yeah, All right.
Bonus question, guys. Buzz in with your names. Pay attention, everybody. Here we go. One question. Get it right, you win. Get it wrong, you're out. Bonus question. In Star Wars, who goes on to become Darth Vader?
David. Anakin Skywalker.
Is correct.
Oh!
Gravy!
Oh, man, that was touch and go!
I hate Davey chips and gravy.
Bronte's never going to be able to eat chips and gravy again.
Oh, I don't eat gravy already.
For the rest of her life.
Until tomorrow.
Oh, man, that... It was a contentious one. But I'm happy with the result. Leash, are you happy with the result?
Happy with the result.
Okay. So that means tomorrow... I believe live in studio, we're going to have Davey Chips and Gravy v. the Brontosaurus.
Oh, great.
To once and for all determine who is the superior player. Is it Bronte or is it Davey on behalf of the listeners?
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to the tiebreaker.
I know I'm a choker. Like, this happens to me all the time. In tennis, taking, like, free shots during soccer, I choke.
But I don't know why I'm not surprised to hear
what
that.
What the heck?
Davey, we will see you in studio tomorrow for a potential $1,000 cash, okay?
Maybe you should study a bit more tonight.
You should shut up.
There's a story doing the rounds that I love so much. A seniors-only season of The Bachelor is coming to US television. It's going to be called The Golden Bachelor.
Oh.
I am so down for this series.
I saw this posted on Instagram yesterday. Like, I saw the tile that just said The Golden Bachelor, and I just figured it was going to be some kind of silly gimmick thing, but I didn't realise this is what it was going to be.
It is a silly gimmick, but I think it's one I'd watch.
Yes.
So we've had The Bachelor, The Bachelorette,
yep.
Bachelor in Paradise. We had like a thruple Bachelor series in Australia. You can thank the US writer's strike for this.
Oh.
They're just doubling down on reality in America at the moment because they don't know how long it's going to last.
Still going on.
Both parties are just so at loggerheads, so it could go on for months and months and months. But they're saying The Golden Bachelor will follow one lucky man, a bit of a silver fox, in his golden years, on his journey as he attempts to find love with an appropriately aged lass.
I'm glad they said that, specified that.
It'll be love in the sunset years of life.
I'm Googling how old that would be. What do you reckon that means? Does it say?
60 plus?
Yeah, it's saying around 65.
I would think.
Yeah.
But they're saying all of, yeah, and I mean, to appease your concerns there, they're saying all of the women arriving at the mansion will have a long lifetime of experiences living through love, laughter, and loss. One of the big changes, which I love, involves instead of having, like, Meet the Parents week, they're going to go home and have Meet the Kids week.
Oh, I love that.
So Meet the Kids instead of Meet the Parents.
Although, if parents are still around, chuck them in as well. That'd be fascinating.
What do you mean?
The contestants' as parents. Have the meet cutes at the retirement homes that they're probably at.
No, I think, well, the parents are the ones on the...
Yeah, but then they might still have their parents. They'll be old.
Oh, like the actual Golden Bachelor's parents.
Yeah, if they're, if they're still around.
Could you imagine that?
Still give their approval.
This segment brought to you by Viagra, Old Spice... I want to talk about building alarms and dumb ways that people have set them off because it happened. I think the step before the alarm going off happened to me over the weekends when I had to pop into the radio station and pick up my laptop, which is something I never, never do because I'm not that hard a worker to be here on a weekend.
What were you doing?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, no, bloody Nova again. They're always trying to poach me.
Trying to get your reel together.
Get rid of that Deadwood Bronte.
I see.
Come and be the... And I'm like, no, guys, I'm committed to Bronte. But I was in the building and I came in and I just came in the door. I always do, like, swiped my little fob thing and came in or whatever. And I was only in for a few minutes, but it mustn't have registered or something with the security. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Because I was only inside for a matter of minutes before an announcement really, really loud came across the loudspeakers, like, in the building. And we occasionally get, you know, messages like, oh, there's a morning tea or something on right now.
Or staff meeting.
Or staff meeting, that kind of thing. I reckon this thing would have been twice as loud.
Oh.
So it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And I asked our tech boys, can I get a copy of the message that scared the life out of me? And this is what came over the PA when I was here on the weekends.
Attention, Blue Block. The security system is about to arm. Please swipe your fob at the nearest reader if you're staying in the building.
So that means the security is going to go off if I don't swipe my fob immediately.
Which means...
And that means security comes.
Comes, yeah, right.
It's a whole thing. So I went straight to a fob and scanned it and it stopped. My dad rang me afterwards. I'm like, oh, the weirdest thing just happened, Dad. And I told him the story. And he goes, oh, so you've scanned it and you've stopped security. And I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, well, you beat me because when I did it,
oh no,
security came.
Oh no.
And I said, what do you mean? Like, what happened? And Dad's a house painter by trade. He's semi-retired now. But he said, I was doing a job one time. And he goes, I was the only person on this job site. Mm-hmm. Often the painters are one of the last trades to come in. It was a really well-to-do house, bit of a mini McMansion.
Yes.
And he said there was a red button on the wall that was kind of high up. And he said he didn't know what it did. But the lecky had been in, all the work was done, and this red button was just like, press me.
Right. Asking for it.
Asking to be pressed. So Dad, you know, and they say curiosity killed the cat for a reason. Dad, like, moseys up to this red button, hits it.
Huge.
Full on, like, panic alarm. Lights flashing, alarms going off or whatever. Next minute, the security company rocks up. Two big burly blokes. What are you doing here, mate? Was the alarm going off? Whatever.
Holy.
Sorry, guys. I had to press it.
That's a hard thing to justify to them.
131060 got us thinking, dumb ways you set off an alarm.
Yeah, I did it. When I was, do you know Hoppy's car washes? They're outdoor car washes.
I don't know if they're
still around. But there was a Hoppy's car wash and there was a McDonald's on the other side of it. And instead of walking around.
You know what that is? That's a trap.
It was late at night and I decided to walk through the Hoppy's alarm. Same thing. Alarm, lights flashing.
Was it clearly closed?
Well, it had a rope around it, but it was a rope. I could jump it.
131060, dumb ways you set off an alarm, or dumb ways that a loved one or a coworker, just dumb ways someone set off an alarm.
Love it.
Jeff, dumb ways you set off an alarm, mate. What happened?
Yeah, so in 2011, I took a snowboarding trip to Japan with a couple of mates that I worked with at the time. And on about the second or third day, I needed to go and get some cash out. So we found the ATM, and it didn't have any English writing on it, nor did it have an option to bring the buttons up. So my mate and I stood there for, I don't know, probably 5 or 10 minutes trying to figure it out. We went, the only thing we haven't done is push this button. So I pushed it, and it was a big red one, and about 2 minutes later, the cops came.
Oh, my goodness.
Surely the big red button means money.
Right?
Give me money.
I wish.
Alicia, dumb way you set off an alarm. What happens?
I had a sign-up day at the local gym, and we did a walkthrough with the trainer. I met the owner and everything. Mm. And we got to the toilets. So there was this button in there, and she was in the other toilet trying to show my other friend.
Yeah.
And it was like it was a green button with a little speaker box, and she was talking about it. For some reason, I pressed it. It was quite loud, this alarm going off. The owner's come running in, like, he looked angry.
Oh,
he's like, who pressed the button?
And then that's like, the point you lay on the floor, like, I'm really injured, mate.
Yeah, like,
I'm, like, sinking into the floor, embarrassed. That was me. Oh.
I love that this gym tour included, like, a demonstration of the toilet. Yeah. Like,
see this button? It flushes it. Ooh. Carla's here. Carla, dumb way you set off an alarm.
Hey, wasn't actually me. It was my sister, and we were overseas on a trip for our auntie's wedding over there. Mm. And we were staying at this fancy hotel because they paid for a lot of our, you know, I have like
nice.
Five or six brothers and sisters that came along. So there was quite a few of us, and we're at this hotel. My sister was only young, and she slid down like the hand railing of the stairs in the hotel, and she's landed straight onto the fire alarm for the whole building.
No.
And it's, you know, there's water going off, like coming out of the ceilings, and everyone's evacuated.
And then it became it's a like, water park.
What a great old, we turned it into Wet and Wild, guys. Belle, we're going to end on you. Dumb way you set off an alarm.
So it wasn't actually me. It was my son, who was actually quite young at the time. We were in the bank having an appointment for the manager, like talk about loans and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just kind of running around the office doing what little kids do. And all of a sudden, the look of absolute horror on the manager's face when she realised he'd pressed the silent alarm and sent the entire bank into lockdown.
What? What happens in that situation then?
Well, the kid gets locked up, Bronte. It's not very nice, but it's what happens. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back one more time this week. We'll play Friday morning after 8, and we would
love it
to go into the weekend by giving you $1,000 cash.
And to get you there, let's give you not only a free answer, but also then it gives you the letter to study.
Do you want drum rolls today?
Yeah, but I would like your...
Oh, that's
like,
not a drum roll. What's that?
Can you just give me a finger drum roll? Like not
Alpha
an actual...
Alpha Bucks. Coming at you, Alpha Bucks. Yeah, sure. You want
just
a finger drum roll?
Just finger drum roll. Ready? Gobstopper.
Gob what?
Gobstopper.
Cool. Gobstopper. So G is your letter. Gobstopper.
How do you think it got its name?
Free answer. Not going there. Let's just go to Rave.
Woo!
We'll rave it. We'll rave it out. We're a food loving radio show.
Of course.
You'd be hard pressed to find a show that likes a bite more than Cliffo and Bronte. That's why I was totally shocked only yesterday to discover a new food, something I've never eaten before.
Mm.
And it was a little bit like, where have you been all of my life?
I saw you post eating this food and you were a changed man.
Yeah.
You were not the same person that arrived at the radio station.
Look, it's a new Cliffo. Because yesterday, for the first time ever, I experienced the sweet, sweet delights of eating what is known as a corn jack.
Yeah. You brought this to my attention because I've never heard of
such thing. Producer Alicia was all over this one straight away. She's eaten a corn jack before.
She knew it.
You've never heard of a corn jack?
Never.
A corn jack is a chico roll.
Yes.
But instead of being filled with like cabbage, chickeny flavored cabbage. Mm-hmm. It's filled with, I don't know, like yellowy goop and lots of corn.
Yes.
And man, oh man, like I love corn, like sweet corn.
Right. Mwah. I just have, I've never seen them before, but they are exactly what you just described.
I mean, put it inside, put sweet corn inside like a yellowy, savory, sweet goop. Put that chico roll kind of pastry thing. What is
deep
it?
Deep fried.
Is it batter?
Sure.
Around the outside, fry it. Amazing.
Yeah. And how'd it go wrong?
Well, it got me thinking, Lang, is there's all these little things at fish and chip shops that we often overlook because you'll just order your favourite. It might be crumbed, grilled, battered, whatever, your chips, maybe your burger. But there's all these little added snacks or whatever at the fish and chip shop that are kind of the unsung heroes, I think, of the fish and chip shop world. So yesterday I painstakingly came up with a list that I've called
Cliffo's Top 5 Fish and Chip Shop Extras.
Wow, that is the most work you've put into anything on this show for the last 6 months.
Hours. Hours. So I've come up with the top five here.
Okay.
The little extra things you can get at the fish and chip shop that I think are underrated and often overlooked.
All right.
Okay. Number five. Coming in at last place, controversial I know, but coming in at number five, the potato scallop slash potato cake.
Okay, you have lost me pretty early on in this piece.
For me, it's a poor man's chip. Always soggy, never stiff. I'm sorry, you're on the list of the top five, but you're at the back end. Potato scallop slash potato cake.
All right.
Let's not get into that argument today.
Fine. Number four.
The humble Chico roll.
Whoa, this list is, okay. Questionable.
An Aussie classic, the Chico roll, despite the fact it's 90% cabbage and, sorry to tell you guys, 0% chicken. It is greasy and it is easy to hold. So for me, that's a win every time. Number three. In at number three, I'm going to win you here, I think. Mm. Like, we're getting to the pointy end.
Okay.
Chicken Kiev balls.
No.
Minced chicken encasing a glob of garlic butter, the temperature of volcano lava. Doesn't float your boat.
I haven't seen those available. I'm going to the wrong fish and chip shop.
Chicken Kiev balls every time.
Okay. Mwah. New information again. Number
two. Dim sims.
Yeah, okay. I'm back on board.
Thanks, China. Pretty sure the great emperors of the Ming Dynasty never imagined their creation burnt to a crisp in litres of lard and served in little white paper bags.
In Australian shops.
Yep. Number one. This is the big one. I've got to win you over here. I've got to win you over here. Coming in at number one for Cliffo's Top 5 Fish and Chip Shop Extras, prawn cutlets. Delicious to devour, but make sure you do it quickly to avoid poisoning. Remember, that little orange crustacean has been deep frozen, but there was a time that it did live in the sea.
What happened to
your cutlets?
What happened to your corn thing?
Well, I think I should have said that at the start of the list. I didn't include them.
Sure.
Like, because, I mean, obviously now they are the superior.
I see.
Like, they take, but so it was number 5-1 behind the corn jacks. So,
I see. Right? I see.
So, but are you down with the PC, the prawn cutlet?
I didn't want to tell you, but no, I'm not. I literally would invert this list and put dim sim.
I don't care what you think, guys. That's the list. It's final. No arguments. That's it.
Overnight, there have been a lot of changes being made and offered to passengers of Jetstar and Qantas, Cliffo. What are you more interested in?
Your flight is actually going to rock up if you've booked Jetstar and you're going to get to your destination.
That's what Jetstar is hoping for. So Jetstar, we'll start there. They've made changes to their check-in procedures, and it started overnight, to help reduce delays because they've admitted their airline hasn't been up to standard recently. So at the moment, check-in for our flights on a Boeing 787 the big boys.
Yeah.
Check-in closes an hour before.
Right.
And 45 minutes for people traveling on an A32 or A321, which is a bit smaller. But now, no matter what, for domestic flights, no matter how big the plane is, check-in is going to close 40 minutes before departure.
Okay.
And 60 minutes before international flights.
Okay.
And boarding gates are going to close 20 minutes before domestic flights and 15 minutes. Mm. So they're just trying
I didn't know what the old times were.
There you go.
But I generally, like if I'm flying domestic and I usually don't take check-in. Mm. Like I usually just take carry-on because
yes.
I'm tired.
Yes.
But I just generally get to the airport like an hour before.
Hour. I'm usually an hour. No matter what, yeah. Domestic flights, checking in or not, usually an hour.
Hour.
Yeah. So
international flights, 2 hours.
Minimum.
Minimum.
Langbrook's
maybe three.
Yeah, 3 to 4. Like overnight if we can. Like we're there camped out.
We're going in November. We better leave next week.
But Qantas, so if you're late for your Jetstar flight, usually you're not going to want to do that because you're not going to be able to get on the plane anymore. Qantas economy passengers are now going to be able to select an option that has only been available for frequent flyers recently, and that is buying an empty seat next to you.
So you don't have to have anyone. Fly neighbour free.
Yes. So passenger, if you choose to buy this option, it's going to range from about $45 to $65 depending on the route of the flight. So you can buy that. Passengers won't be able to buy the seat next to you until 48 hours before takeoff.
Oh.
So you can have this flight booked for months in advance. You can have right. that seat free. But 48 hours when they open up the rest of the plane, someone can come in and buy the right. seat next to you.
So it's not guaranteed.
No, it's not guaranteed.
And if they refund you, I guess, if you don't.
You'll get a full refund. But producer Alicia was saying she would take this because you say you always sit, you've always got weird passengers.
I always get the weirdos next to me. It's so worth the $60.
You know, last time we had to fly for the show, I sat next to you. So yeah. I don't know what that's
case in point,
me.
Mate. I was catching up with one of my friends, Eva, yesterday. I had been previously speaking to her Friday afternoon, and she told me that she was going to a 70th birthday that night. And so a couple of days had passed, and so I sent her a text, and I said, on a scale of 1 to 70, how rockin' was Friday night? And she said it was about a 25, which for a 70th.
That's not bad.
It's pretty good. But it's what she told me was happening at this 70th that I thought, this has got to be happening with other people around Queensland. So she said there were lots of good drinks, some yummy food, but she said,
oh, you know a 70th is going to be catered.
Oh, yeah.
Like no one's going to be
very well
hungry
no.
at a 70th.
So she was hanging out with a 35-year-old and a 41-year-old.
Yep.
They were kind of on her age limit.
Mm. Adults. Like
adults.
Us.
But these adults were doing something that they did not want attendees at the party to see. In particular, their parents. So this is...
Oh, so okay. So here we have some fully grown adults,
yes.
like about our age group,
yes.
with their parents
at
also in attendance at the party.
This 35-year-old and 41-year-old were hiding outside the party so their parents wouldn't see them vaping. And I just love the idea that at 35 and 41, people are still scared of their parents finding out something about them.
Oh, it's so true. I mean, they're always your parents, mate.
Of course.
They're always your kids.
Mum has still not forgiven me for getting a tattoo. I kind of wish that maybe I had kept that secret from her so I wouldn't have to deal with that every time I talk to her. But it got me thinking, 13, 10, 60. As an adult, what are you still hiding from your parents?
Oh, that is gold.
Maybe it is that you have a tattoo, or maybe you vape
yeah.
and you don't want
bad
or smoke.
Habits.
Mm-hmm.
Tattoos would be a big one, I think.
But maybe there's
relationships,
also events that happened in your life.
Maybe even sexuality.
Maybe that'd be sad,
yeah.
but different
well,
generations.
Have your reasons
exactly.
13 10 60 is our phone number. Give us a call if this is you.
Yes.
If you're an adult but still with a secret from your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan's here. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Good. Is it you with the secret, or someone else with the secret?
Yeah, no, so it's me. So I come from a really Catholic family back in England, and I moved over here by myself when I was 18, so about 8 years ago. And in that time, I have acquired a full bodysuit of tattoos, which is obviously really not good.
Oh, no.
Anyway, and it was sort of a thing that I got carried away with. anyway, so they always ask for photos, and my parents and my grandparents, and I've got to send them back. And in all of them, I've got to make sure that I've got long pants, hoodie on, something.
Send them photos from 10 years ago. They think you're aging really well.
It's like it's Australian weather. It's what happens.
Yeah, it's really good for me. I'm aging down. I'm like Benjamin Button.
Literally.
Hannah's here. Is it your secret or someone else's?
No, definitely my secret. When I was a kid, I was left at home with my brother and I had some leftover noodle box in the fridge.
Yum.
And it had like a little, you know, they got like the little metal bars for the handles on the boxes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I put it in the microwave to heat it up, not even thinking, and blew the microwave up, which is brand new. And I blamed it on my brother. And my parents fell for it. And then years later, I was at like dinner with family friends and we were actually talking about things that we'd hidden from our parents that they'd never found out.
Mm-hmm.
And like the story came up about the microwave and my dad was ropeable at me like,
oh God.
You're like, here's 50 bucks. There's a Kmart, Dad. Get over it.
Get an Anko.
Yeah. Jessica's here. Jessica, your secret or someone else's?
Both really.
Yeah. Ooh.
Juicy.
So I was staying over at my best friend's house and we weren't allowed to go out to a party. So we decided to climb out the window to go to the party. And as we ran around the back, we bumped into my best friend's dad, who no one knew smoking, having a cigarette. So
you caught him?
Yeah, so we caught him. No one knew he smoked. And he caught us sneaking out.
Did you just do a tip of the hat, like, on your way?
Nobody says anything.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.